All right, this is it. Now I dive out the window. It's pretty classic ending. I'm sure we've all seen it before. Some people might be like, that's kind of hack. He dove out the window at the end. I've seen that. No, you guys were a great crowd. I really appreciate you coming out. It does mean a lot to me, and thank you for that. I want to just tell everyone a quick story before we go, and then let's go tie one on. You guys like to drink? Okay, so four people here like to drink at a bar on a fucking Thursday. All right. I love to drink, and I love to drink beer. Beer was my thing in high school, all through college. Fucking love beer, okay? But I'm like Pabst, Miller Lite, shitty beer drinker. I don't care. But what my plan was, when I graduated college, everyone was like, oh, what are you going to do? Like, I was actually at a graduation dinner, and my girlfriend's mom at the time was sitting across me, and she goes, what are you going to do after graduation, John? And I was like, well, there's a kegger down at the farmhouse there. There's two kegs out at the airport. Probably go down by the lake, a couple kegs down there. She's like, I mean with your life. I'm like, there's a kegger down at the farmhouse. Two kegs over here. What do you want from me, lady? Jesus. But I knew I was going to get some money of inheritance from my grandparents, whatever, and I was going to be able to take, this is going to be my cash when I graduated college. I was like, what do I want to do with this money? And I was like, I want to go to the biggest party that serves the most beer in the entire world. So with a little help from other people, I kind of just came to the conclusion that that is Munich, Germany for Oktoberfest. Yeah. Right? Have you been? You been? What year? Okay, good. I was there in 98. This could get weird. So that's what I did. I talked two idiot buddies of mine to go in, Andy Scheid and Jim Nugent, who we call Nuge. And we go. They wanted to see museums and a bunch of other shit over there. I was like, yeah. Well, as long as we make it to Munich for the last weekend of Oktoberfest, I don't care. So we made it there, right? Last weekend, starting to rain. We get to a campsite outside the city because we're poor and we need to camp. There's a bunch of people at this campsite. So we find a place, we set up a tent. Like I said, it's starting to rain. There's only one overhang and one picnic table in this whole place. So everyone's crowded under it. But under that also is a vending machine that sells liter bottles of Löwenbräu. So I was like, oh my God, isn't that enough? So, like I said, Miller Lite is what I drink. So a couple liters of Löwenbräu and I am in the bag. But we're meeting people from all over the world. We're all hanging out and we're getting loaded, right? All of a sudden the bus pulls up and they're like, hey, all right, we're gonna take you to the festival. And by this point, I'm like, what, the festival? I thought this picnic table was Oktoberfest. There's a vending machine here. How can it not be a festival? So I get on the bus and we're all drinking on the bus and we're like getting to know these people from all over the place. And it's great, you know? And then the doors open, we're there, we get off. It was like Disneyland for alcoholics. I was like, there's people on rides with beers. Like cops are drinking beers. Like there's liter steins, like these glass mugs that you could kill a fucking horse with. Like these, everybody was loaded. It was amazing. It was amazing. And we went into this German beer tent, and it's stereotypical. There's like the band is playing. Oh yeah, everyone's clinking glasses and going nuts. And little chicks with big boobs are bringing out 12 beers at a time, and everyone's eating sausage. It's a fucking party, right? So we're hanging out with all these people from our campsite, and we're getting rocked. Like I said, not used to this beer. This is like a meal in a glass. Like after one of these, I should have gone and taken a dump and come back to drink the next one. But I didn't. And I paid the ultimate price. But so we're partying, we're hanging out, and all of a sudden like the lights go up in the tent. And everyone's like, all right, you gotta go. The festival's over for the day. It was only 11 o'clock at night. Yeah. So like I'm a real classy American kind of guy. And on my way out of the tent, we're like, yeah, you have to leave now. I was like, you guys fucking suck. Like, this is how I let you drink? You suck. Like, I was just yelling at everybody. They're like, just go, sir. Just go. And as soon as I left the tent, I blacked out. And when I black out, I don't lay down. I don't sit down. I don't fall down. I wander around like an idiot, and I get into trouble, and I do shit I shouldn't be doing. I don't know why. It's just in there somehow. So I black out. I have no idea what happens for a couple hours. And when I come to, I'm in the middle of downtown Munich. I'm by myself. Totally alone. Everything is like barred and boarded up. There's nobody around. And I have to take the biggest shit of my entire life. I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? So like I said, I'm classy. I just start banging on doors and windows, you know? I only know two German words. I was like, Scheiße! Scheiße! Let me in! Scheiße! Like, oddly enough, nobody let me in. Which is weird because, I mean, if I was at home at like 3:30 in the morning and a crazy drunk German guy needed to use my toilet, right down the hall, sir. But I'm accommodating. So anyway, I'm wandering around and I'm like, it's nature. I gotta go. So there's this alley. Nobody's around. I walk down the alley. I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm gonna drop my pants and I start to do my business, which is fast and furious and never ending at this point. I mean, it is coming out of me faster than it went in. I was like, holy shit. So I'm like, just squatted down, like, oh my God, this is great. No one's around. And then boom, a couple holding hands walking towards me down the alley. I'm like, oh, really? This is happening now, and the only way past me, you know, the only way out of the alley is to go past me. So I grab my jacket, and I just put it over my head. Because I can't stop what I'm doing. I can't stop this, you know? So I put the jacket over my head. And I'm thinking, like, well, if I can't see them, they can't see me, right? And then my next thing was like, oh, God, please don't be from America. Please be from Germany. You guys love this kind of shit, right? And they get close enough to me to figure out, as you can tell, as soon as they figure out what's actually happening, what they're looking at, the girl in like a Naperville, Illinois accent says, oh my God, that's the sickest thing I've ever seen. I hear the boyfriend go, boop, and they just run. They run down the alley. I start yelling the only other German word I know. I'm like, nein, not me, nein, please. And then they're gone. I was like, all right, thank God. So I clean up, leave my underwear as a DNA sample, and if I can, I bolt. But I blacked out again. And when I came to the second time, I was in a bathroom that was all marble, gold faucets, and stall doors that went all the way to the ground, and perfect lighting, and big mirrors. I was like, where was this an hour ago? What the fuck? So I'm like, well, I don't know where I am, but I have to get to my campsite. So I start to walk out of the bathroom, and as I do, I'm pushing the door, and I catch a glimpse of myself in a full-length mirror, and I'm no longer wearing shoes. I don't have any socks on. I'm not wearing pants. And we all know that the underwear is gone. So I'm basically standing there with a long sleeve t-shirt, my money belt with my credit card and my passport hanging around my neck, and a Grateful Dead hat on. I could have not looked like a bigger dick from America. And I didn't even really hesitate. I was like, huh, that's fucked. No pants, huh? All right. And I just walk out into a hotel lobby. People are checking in. Like, what is this guy doing? I'm like, I'm leaving. Don't worry about me. Get outside, wander around in the streets of Munich for a little while. Finally find the metro, the train. I wander around down there. There's nobody there. It's too early. Trains aren't running. I'm like, thank God. I turn the corner. 6 punk rockers just sitting there. Like, just, and I don't mean like America, oh, I don't like math, Dad. Like, I mean like fucking, woo, you're committed there, huh? The face tattoo and everything, good for you. So they're just sitting there, they're smoking cigs, and I see them, and I'm like, oh, this is it, they're gonna roll me, I'm dead. So I just did one of these. And then I got this hanging out down here. And they all just start laughing, right? Like, way too long, way too hard. I was like, all right, everybody, calm down, you know? And there's like 5 guys and 1 chick, and the chick kind of speaks a little bit of broken English, so she helps me out. I sit down, ball on the tile, smoking their cigarettes, hanging out with them. And finally she's like, dude, you gotta put on some underwear. So she gives me, like, her boyfriend is like this fucking big, and he travels with tighty whities that he never wears, so I put those on. I'm like, whatever. So I'm wearing this guy's underwear, and this chick is nice enough. She walks me down to the platform where the trains are running. She's like, all right, get on the next train, take it 2 stops, get off, take a right at the top of the escalator, follow that path all the way to your campsite. I was like, you're awesome. Thank you so much. She leaves me there. What she doesn't tell me is that, hey, by the way, it's Thursday morning and it's rush hour and everyone goes to work just like they do in America. Because the first train that pulls up is fucking loaded with people. And I'm wearing fucking tighty whities and a long sleeve shirt. Like, I get on, like, it was like stepping onto a train of 1,000 of my dads. Like, oh, are you seeing this? Fucking moron. And I don't know what to do. Like, I'm freaking out. Like, I gotta ride this thing 2 stops with these people. They're all wearing winter coats and big fucking hats. I'm like, nah, I don't need shoes. And then I just flash back to when I was a little kid and I was trying to watch like Woody Woodpecker, and my friend's dad would get in the, I'm going jogging, and his balls would pop out side to side. You're like, Mr. Ryan, that is enough. Like, I remember that, and I just started doing that. I started making eye contact with people and then like jogging in place, like grabbing the bar and stretching. Like I was trying not to, like, I'm going exercising. You ever seen a man go running before? These people are like, dude, you're not wearing shoes. Where the fuck you running to? He's like, you don't know me. Doors open up, I bolt, fuck, boom, up the escalator. I'm like, oh, I'm jogging. I get up, I'm like, oh God, I hate running. I get to the top, it's like hailing out at this point. I'm like, I'm so miserable. I try to steal a bike. Some guy comes up behind me who's also from America walking a dog. Like, hey, what are you doing, dude? I'm like, I'm exercising! And I just run off down the path. It's like a gravel path with tall grass on both sides. My feet are bleeding. I'm like, I was so miserable. I get to where I can see the campsite. There's this huge river in front of me. I was like, oh, God damn it. I don't care. I'm going. I put one foot in, and it was so cold that the tighty whities fit at that point. And I was like, oh, I don't care. This is going to kill me. I got to do it. I got to do it. But the guy who tried to catch me stealing the bike, he has followed me at this point. He's like, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, just leave me alone. I got to get to my campsite. And he's like, use the bridge. Just use the. I'm like, oh, fucking Dr. Science and his bridge. All right. So I do this bridge. I get over the campsite, another 40 minutes trying to find the tent. Find the tent. Get in. My idiot friends are in there, already sleeping. Get into a sleeping bag, pass out. I think that's the end of it. I wake up 2 hours, my buddy's shaking me. He's like, dude, what happened to you last night? We had the craziest time. Nooch fell asleep on the Lowenbrow bus, and I almost lost my shoe riding the swings. Fuck you. Are you kidding? I'm like, zip, I'm wearing some dude's underwear, huh? He's like, oh my God, that's disgusting. I'm like, yeah, it is. So he's like, he has to get out of the tent. He gets out of the tent. I'm laying there fucking hungover. My friend Jim, he gets up. He gets out of the tent. And I roll with classy dudes. Nuge peed his pants the night before, and he's taking his pee-soaked jeans, draped them over the tent. So now I'm by myself in the tent. The sun's coming down, hitting the pee pants, coming into the tent, making it smell like his balls, all right? I'm like, I have to get out of this tent. It's fucking ridiculous. And there was a group of people outside my tent that I could hear. They were the same people I hung out with the night before. They're all partying. They're fucking drinking again. And they're playing cards on the ground. And I'm like, I'm going to go hang out with these guys. It stinks in here. So I swear to you, I got one flap of the tent open, right? I'm like, yeah, all right. And as I'm getting the other flap up, I hear random dude walks in the middle of the circle. Oh, hey, what's going on, man? Oh, hey, Dave, how's it going? Oh, pretty good. Oh, yeah. Hey, what'd you do last night? Oh, I went out with my girlfriend. Oh, yeah? What'd you guys do? Dude, we saw the grossest fucking thing we've ever seen in our lives. This dude was shitting all over a pile of bricks. I was like, and zip. And I stayed in the pee pants tent all day. Guys, thanks a lot for coming out. You're good sports. Enjoy the rest of your night.